You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you again for tuning in today. You are listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. This is the Kingdom Sounds radio broadcast. God bless you today. I'm your host in the studio, Minister Andre Jordan. Thank you for tuning in every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here, WWBC Radio Dial. Thank you to our pastors, Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson. God bless you to our wonderful leaders. Just want to let you know, Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We'd love to have you come and join us, fellowship with us at one of our service times. Come and encounter Jesus. Come and be in the presence of God when we gather at our corporate gatherings, and the presence of God is present to heal, to deliver, to set free. We are at 250 North Babcock Street, Melbourne, Florida. You have a standing invitation. Let's pray really quick and jump into the Word of God. Father, thank you for a new day. Great is the Lord, and you're greatly to be praised. We pray today, Father, that the broadcast would be a blessing. I decrease, that you would increase. Holy Spirit, I give you myself. Have your way. Let our ears and our understanding are be enlightened. Open up our ears. Let us be sensitive to hear, to see what Holy Spirit is revealing today. Let the people of God be blessed. Let somebody be encouraged to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior today. To you be all the glory, Father. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk today about GPS. GPS, we know what it is. It's everywhere. Every smartphone has the capability of a GPS system to help navigate, a navigation system to help navigate where you're going. I want to talk about spiritual GPS today. And I want to use the acronym, Give God Permission to Steer. Give God permission to steer. We rely on our smartphones for so much. And when we're driving, or even if you're walking, they have the walking maps. We rely on a GPS system of some kind to help us navigate where we're going. And I want to say today, God wants us to give him permission to steer. I want to open up with a scripture in Jeremiah 10:23. And the word of God reads, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah is praying. We need to pray this prayer. Let me read it. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, that don't know you, and upon the families that don't call upon your name, for they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate.
Let me pause. Jeremiah 23, Jeremiah 24. Asking God for help. Asking God for direction. Acknowledging before the Lord, God, it is not within us, none of us, no human. It's not within any human to direct his steps. It's not within any human to direct his way. But we need God. We need to depend on Holy Spirit. God is here, and he's willing, and he's able, and he would that we would come, and he would that none should perish. But we got to give him permission. We've got to give him a yes. God, today we're talking about the spiritual GPS, the Holy Spirit, the GPS that God ordained and designed, that mankind would be led of the Spirit, that mankind would give Holy Spirit permission, that mankind would invite Holy Spirit in and allow Holy Spirit to lead and guide. Allow Holy Spirit to say, turn here, turn left, turn right. Allow Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, walk and commune with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Allow Holy Spirit to govern, to guide our lives, to bring us to that expected end, that successful path God has for us, that successful plan God has for us. I want to tell a testimony. Recently, I was traveling to, I think it's more West Florida. And before I was traveling, I could not get my GPS on my phone to work. I could not get my maps program to load. Could not get it to work. Tried everything. Tried deleting things that were taking up space so I'd have more storage on the phone, if that was why it would download and load. Nothing. Nothing I did. I was dumping files left and right. Nothing I did would cause it to work. And I began to pray. I did not want to travel. I think it was about 130 miles away from our area. I did not want to travel without it. So I began to pray, God, help. Talking to God about this, knowing I've got to take the assignment. I've got to go no matter what. I can't get out of going. And I said, God, I'm just going to have to trust you. So I printed out the instructions, because you can still do that. And I just went. The printout of instructions is so awkward, so antiquated now that we have the map capability on our phones, and you're trying to drive, and you're trying to look up and look down and read this and make maneuvers. And after a while, I was so uncomfortable. Just without the navigation tool on my smartphone, how convenient it is. It'll talk to you. You don't even have to look at it. Just drive and listen to it. And so after a while, I was so uncomfortable. I said, God, I'm just going to trust you, and I'm going to worship. And so I begin to praise him, and I begin to sing, and I just begin to settle myself, just get in a place of rest. He is God. He is sovereign. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. If I do get lost, he's sovereign. He knows right where I am and right where I need to be and right where I'm going. And he would make a way no matter what. And when I shifted gears and got into a place of rest, when I came upon something and I was unsure about this being my turn, I said, God, I'm going to go with you. Holy Spirit, I'm going to go with you. And I just went as the Holy Spirit led. Let me tell you, my flesh was screaming. My five senses were screaming. I was so uncomfortable in my flesh. I had no control. I was literally flowing with God, literally relying on him, literally trusting him, literally being led of him, literally putting my confidence in him. And he brought me safely twice. There was questions in my mind. Is this the right road, God? And I just said, Lord, I'm going to go with you. And every time it was the right road and it got me to my destination. God wants to be our spiritual GPS system. He's given us something awesome, amazing, incredible in the person of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit. The Father has sent in Jesus' name. He's given us the best thing. The best thing. He's given us the Holy Spirit to lead, to guide, to direct. I want to read this. He's given us his Holy Spirit so we can be successful. So we can follow and fulfill the plan of God in our lives. He's given us just what we have need of. God, we thank him, we praise him, we bless him, we magnify him. Let me read this. I'm going to John 14. Let's start at verse 23. Jesus is speaking. Jesus answered and he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father, Abba Father, will love him, and we will come into that man that loves me and make our abode with him, come and dwell in him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but it's the Father's word, the Father that sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being that I'm yet present with you. But there's coming a day, and now today is the day. We're living in the day of the fulfillment of this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. I want to be taught. Let us be a student at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of the Holy Spirit. Let us be a student. Let us be willing to be taught. Are we willing to be taught today? The Father has sent, gave us the Holy Spirit. The Father gave us Jesus. Jesus returned to the Father, finishing the work. Now the Father has sent the Holy Spirit to make his abode with us. He said, I send him to you. He will teach you all things if you let him. He'll be your GPS if you let him. Will you let him today? Will you let the Holy Spirit of God be the navigation system for your life? For every component of your life and my life. Every area of your life and my life. Every relationship in your life and my life. Every business transaction in your life and my life. Every decision in your life and my life. College, school, job, children, income, resources, plans, decisions. Will we allow him to be the navigation system in our life? He'll teach us all things, and he'll bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said of you, if we put and invest in the word, God will cause that word to, the Holy Spirit will cause it to come back to our remembrance. He'll quicken us when we need that word, when we need that right now word. He'll quicken us with it. Will we sow the word in our lives and in our hearts? Will we sow and fill up on the word? I think about the word. Jesus is the bread of life. Sometimes we go out to eat and we go to these all-you-can-eat places, these buffet or the places that serve you until you're satisfied. Will we invest like that in spiritual food? Will we invest like that in the food, the bread of life, the bread of heaven? Will we fill up on the word of God so that the Holy Spirit can bring it back to our remembrance? The Holy Spirit can go into the computers of our mind and bring that word up. He can go into our spirit man, where that word is stored, and he can bring that word up. The Holy Spirit, my navigation system. The Holy Spirit, my GPS system. Give God today permission to steer. Stop trying to steer your life. I got to stop trying to steer my life. I'd shared my testimony of how I was so uncomfortable because I didn't have the control. I was so uncomfortable. I didn't know where I was going. I was trusting the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me in the midst of much traffic to know which way to go. I was depending upon the Holy Spirit. I couldn't trust my senses. They had nothing for me. And sometimes it's so uncomfortable because we rely so much on our flesh. But God is saying today to you and I, will you let me have the control? I have all power, but I'm a respecter. I'm a gentleman. I want to be invited in. I want to be given permission. I don't want to just throw you in the back seat just because I can. Tie your hands and feet just because I can and throw you in the back seat and take the wheel. I want to be invited in. The Holy Spirit wants to be invited in, invited into our day, invited into our lives, invited in these decisions. When we can look at our lives and see train wreck. Some of us were sitting on the side of the road with no tires. Train wreck. Some of us are trying to back out of a ditch, but the tires are digging in a rut. We're stuck. Train wreck. What is keeping us from allowing the Holy Spirit to steer? What is keeping us from giving God permission to steer? What is keeping us from saying, Holy Spirit, oh, I'm so ready to give you permission. I'm so ready for you to be my GPS. I'm so ready for you to be my navigation system. I'm tired of getting whipped by life, whipped by my crazy decisions, whipped by me trying to have control, whipped by my lack of submission, whipped by my lack of humility and humbling myself and acknowledging God in all things. The Holy Spirit, I'm still reading John 14. The Holy Spirit, verse 26 now. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, whom the Father will send in Jesus' name, he shall teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. Jesus went further and said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not the peace the world gives, give I unto you. He says, let your heart not be troubled. Don't let your heart be afraid. He says, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Jesus has gone to the Father, but he has given us, the Father has sent. The Father is good on his word. He's kept his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit that we might be filled with the Holy Spirit and power and the demonstration of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. He's come to navigate our lives. He's come to lead and guide us in all truth. He's come to be the helper, the Holy Spirit, the paraclete. He's come to make sure that I don't miss God. I don't miss turns. I don't miss God if I let him. If I stop trying to say, I got it, as I drive off the cliff, I got it. Oh, if I would humble myself, God, I need you. I acknowledge you today. God, I invite your presence today. Walk with me, God. Lead and guide me. How we were reading in Jeremiah 10 and 23, giving God permission, allowing God. How we were reading, Lord, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in him. It is not in man to direct his steps. It's not in me, God, to plan my own course. I acknowledge it before you. And so, Holy Spirit, I invite you into my day. I need you. I give you permission. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me. Holy Spirit, let my eyes be attentive unto you. Let my ears be attentive unto your voice. Holy Spirit, let me be on the same frequency as you so I can hear you. Let the channel be open that I'm not clogged up. We need God today. We need God. We need God. We got to recognize, God, I need you. God, I invite you in. God, I want you. Let me read one more passage. I believe I have time to read one more passage. God wants to make our path straight. He wants to make our way straight. God wants us to stop driving in circles. Come on. When you think about the children of Israel, 40 years, circles, out in the wilderness, circles. 40 years, I think the scripture tells us it was an 11-day journey. 40 years out in the wilderness, driving in circles. How many years have you and I driven in circles? Come on now. Relationship circles, ministry circles, marriage circles. Circles or circus, which one? But God, when will we get sick and tired of ourselves trying to do something that God clearly says is not within man's way? He cannot direct his course. God put it in him that we need it. God, there's a God-sized void within us. We need him. We will not be successful without him, no matter what we say in the earth that looks like success. No one is successful without God. God put a hole in us that only he can fill. Only he can bring us true fulfillment to our lives. Let me read the scripture. I wanted to go really quickly to a well-known passage, Jeremiah 29:11. The scripture reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. I'm thinking thoughts of peace. I'm not thinking thoughts of evil. I'm thinking thoughts that give you an expected end. I know the plans that I have for you. They are good, says the Lord. I'm thinking good plans, not disaster, not evil. I'm thinking plans that give you a hope and a future." He says in verse 12, "Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." God will hearken unto us. God will listen. "And you shall seek me," verse 13, "and you will find me when you shall seek and you search me with your whole heart. I will be found of you, says the Lord." God says wholeheartedly today. This scripture I love because this scripture makes it plain to us. We know this word. God has a plan for your life. Why won't you allow him to steer you? He has the plan. He created the plan. The plan is good. The plan is for an expected end. It's for a hope and a future. He is the creator. He created you, created me. He came up with the plan for our lives. He knows how he wired us. He knows what he knit into us. He knows the call and assignment for our life. If he is the originator, the creator, the establisher, how are you and I that don't know, that are in the dark, that want to know but don't know, that need him to illuminate, enlighten us and show us, reveal to us, how are we going to direct the steps? How are we going to get us there? Come on now today. Let's let God be God in our lives. Let's recognize we need our natural GPS system. It's a wonderful creation, wonderful technology that God has given man in the earth. But my God, more than I need my smartphone map systems working, more than I need the old-fashioned GPS system that you would plug into the cigarette lighter, more than I need that, my God, I need in the spirit realm. I need Holy Spirit every day, every second, every moment. I need God, and I give God permission. God, I give you permission to steer my life, God, to the good plan you have to me. Steer my life, God, to the hope and the expected end you have for me. Steer my life, God, in every way, every layer of my life, everything that's a part of my life, everybody that's in my life. Steer me, God, to the perfect will of God for my life. That's the target. That's the bullseye. God, we give you permission today. Thank you for this word. Let the hearts of your people listening be stirred. I'm letting God steer. I'm letting God take control. I'm coming from behind the wheel of my life. I'm going to let God even back me up out this ditch. I'm going to let God be the, when you call the wrecker, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit be the wrecker to lift me up out of the mire and the pit and the dunghill. I'm going to let God navigate it all. Father, we bless you today. We thank you and we honor you and we give you praise. Thank you for this day that you've given us another chance. Everybody under the sound of this word of the Lord, we have a chance to let you steer. Give God permission to steer. Give God permission to be our spiritual GPS. Father, we thank and we praise you. Let the hearts of your people say yes to you. Let the hearts of those that are lost and outside of the ark of safety, not saved, let them say yes to you. Let this word even compel them to come and give their life to Christ. Father, we thank you for what you've done in this broadcast time. We give you honor and we give you glory. Remember, you're listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. Kingdom Sound is our radio broadcast ministry, sending the word of God out everywhere this frequency goes, that God would be glorified, that God would use it as a tool and a vehicle to draw men and women to himself, that God would encourage his people. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing. You can come and visit us Sunday mornings at 11, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you. We love it when someone comes and visits and they share that I heard the broadcast and came to visit us. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You will come in as a visitor. You're going to encounter Jesus Christ, the presence of God, and you will leave as family. You come in as a visitor, you're going to leave as family. You're going to leave knowing that God loves you. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
It's in your name that all demons shall fall. It's in your name that I heed to your call. It's in your name that all power is given. I have authority in your name. Oh, oh, in your name, in your name. It's in your name that I shall walk the
walk.
It's in your name that I shall talk the talk. By your word I'm anointed and I'm called. I have authority in your name. Lord, in your name, in your name. Listen, it's in your name that I shall lift my hands. It's in your name that I'll obey your command. It's in your name. In your name that I shall reach the